Hello, and welcome to the EU Auditors podcast series on transport megaprojects. By 2030, the European Union plans to connect the continent through a network of motorways, railways, and inland waterways. These large transport infrastructures should improve connections between national networks along 9 European corridors on the Trans-European Transport Network. This will enable both people and goods to travel seamlessly across the Union. To complete these corridors, large transport megaprojects with a cross-border impact are currently being built. What role has the European Commission played in these multi-billion megaprojects? Were they well planned and cost-efficient? Have there been delays and cost overruns? Will they fully deliver the expected socio-economic benefits? And what is the situation on the ground? We at the European Court of Auditors have looked into all these questions. We selected 8 of these multi-billion flagship projects in 13 member states. The total cost was €54 billion. We assessed the Commission's role in their planning, time management and cost management. And of course, we also checked how they were carried out and supervised. Our auditors conclude that key cross-border transport megaprojects in the EU are progressing more slowly than expected. 6 of the 8 multi-billion projects we audited, including access lines, are unlikely to be operating at full capacity by 2030 as initially planned. This will further postpone the completion of the core Trans-European network and put at risk the effectiveness of 5 of its 9 corridors. One of these very large transport flagship projects is the Brenner Base Tunnel. Let's have a look at what the EU auditors found and recommend. What is the Brenner Base Tunnel? The Brenner Base Tunnel is a 64-kilometre railway link between Austria and Italy, the main feature of which is a cross-border double-tube tunnel through the Alps. The megaproject also includes access lines to Munich in Germany and Verona in Italy. We selected it because it is one of the most important cross-border infrastructure projects on the north-south core transport corridor between Scandinavia and the Mediterranean Sea. What did the auditors find? Though they began in 1994, the 3 member states involved in the project, Germany, Austria and Italy, and the Commission have still not managed to complete a harmonised freight and passenger traffic study using consistent data and methods. Each of the 3 countries works in its own national bubble, so to speak, and they contest each other's approach. Austria has questioned Germany's methodology, while Germany does not recognise Austria's data. There has been no overall strategic cost-benefit analysis of the 445-kilometre stretch of line from Munich to Verona. A 2007 analysis suggested that the tunnel would deliver positive returns, but since then there have been delays, cost increases and a downturn in traffic forecasts. What this means is that the costs to society may ultimately be greater than any benefits. A fresh analysis in 2019 did not use harmonised traffic studies and omitted the German access lines. The projected costs of completing the project have more than doubled, from an initial estimate of €4.5 billion to €9.3 billion. The tunnel is experiencing a 12-year delay and belongs to the worst cases in our sample of projects examined. What is more, that delay is likely to grow by 2 more years, meaning the tunnel will not enter into service before 2030. This puts the efficiency of the EU's co-funding at risk. As of mid-2019, the EU had already paid out €846 million in co-funding, but €737 million of that amount for delayed studies and construction work has not yet been used. As further delays are possible, it may become necessary to extend the project period if fund withdrawals are to be avoided. As the German access lines are also well behind schedule, The mega project may only reach full operational capacity sometime between 2040 and 2050. This would prevent the mega project from fully delivering its benefits for another 20 years while a German regional authority assesses the need for new access lines. Too few people live in the project catchment area, a 60-minute journey of the line. This is too limited for a line with high-speed rail standards to ensure its long-term economic sustainability. But the auditors also found some good news. For example, the consultation procedure involving local stakeholders on the Italian side of the Brenner was a transparent and mutually enriching process. So what do the auditors recommend? To support sound financial management, we at the European Court of Auditors recommend that the European Commission applies the available tools to enforce the long-term planning of megaprojects. It should require better analysis before deciding to provide EU co-funding, and the Commission should further develop its implementing decisions. Finally, the role of European coordinators should be strengthened to improve the supervision of strategic multinational corridors right across the EU. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear about seven other megaprojects we have audited, please go to the website of the European Court of Auditors or check them out on our social media channels. Our Twitter feed is @EU Auditors, all in one word.